In this bulletin, reports Australia secretly resettled two accused murderers as part of the refugee deal struck with the United States. Both Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten make their final major speeches at the federal election campaign, and a rise in Australia's unemployment rate. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't confirmed whether the coalition recently resettled two accused murderers from Rwanda, but says anyone who comes to Australia is subject to security checks. Politico Europe reports the men were brought to Australia in November as part of the refugee swap deal with the United States. The transfer reportedly occurred as the coalition increased its border security rhetoric, arguing against proposed legislation to bring sick asylum seekers to Australia for medical treatment because it would open the door to murderers and other criminals. The Rwandan pair had been in US immigration detention after efforts to convict them for murder failed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all refugees transferred to Australia have passed character tests. The Home Affairs Department has been contacted for comment. Under the terms of the refugee deal that was made public, the US agreed to take up to 1,250 refugees held in Australian-run offshore detention centres. Australia agreed to resettle Central American refugees who were living in the US in return. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has given his last major address of the federal election campaign. His speech at the National Press Club in Canberra reiterated pledges made throughout the campaign, such as tax relief, job creation, and helping people enter the property market. It also heavily spruiked the coalition's economic credentials while criticising Labor's. Mr. Morrison says Saturday's election will decide the trajectory of Australia's economy for the next 10 years.
Every single vote that is cast on this weekend, this Saturday, will decide not just the 3 years that are in front of us, but I believe the next decade that Australia will live in, the next decade of the economy that Australians will live in.
Meanwhile, Labor leader Bill Shorten has given his last major address of the election campaign, in which he reiterated his campaign's Time for Change motto. Mr. Shorten says voters have an opportunity to help usher in a new era for the country.
And now we gather here with our country on a threshold of a new decade, facing again the choice between the past and the future. And we ask the men and women of Australia to vote for change on May the 18th.
Australia's unemployment rate has risen for the second straight month. It rose half a percentage point in April to 5.2%, marginally higher than what was projected in March. There were 703,000 people without work, an increase on last month of 21,200. Austria has banned the wearing of Islamic headscarves in primary schools. The government says the ban applies to any clothing covering the head in a manner which it describes as ideologically or religiously influenced. Well, now, the weather across Australia for tomorrow: mostly sunny, 17 degrees in Perth; Adelaide, mostly sunny and 22. Melbourne, sunny, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, possible fog followed by sunshine and 19 degrees. Wollongong should be sunny and 22. Similar in Sydney, 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 24. A shower or two in Brisbane, 24. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.